One of the other major projects, that's an ongoing project, but it's in a position at this time that it's still very impressive, and that's down at Bricktown. On the canal, we have installed several pieces of the Run Monument, celebrating the run of 89. There are probably, I don't know, 25 pieces down there now. We're continuing to put them up. It's very, very impressive. The sculptor is Paul Moore from Norman, Oklahoma. And it's got buggies and horses, guys on horses. And pretty soon they're going to be having one of the horses that's falling, and the horseman is falling off. It's very dramatic. The first piece was a big buggy that two horses were rearing up as they were getting ready to enter the canal or the water, the Cimarron, if you will. But anyway, it's a dramatic scene and is being visited from our visitors from all over, not only the state, but the United States. It's really something that one would want to see visiting Oklahoma.
And you had a hand in that as well, in raising money.
Yeah, that goes way back. Ray Ackerman and Stanley Draper had that dream of wanting to do that many, many years, I think 30 years ago. But when we had the centennial, I wanted to revive it, and it was under a different sculptor, the one that kind of planned it with them. It passed away, later passed away. So we had Paul Moore, and he drew up another plan for it. We set out raising funds to get the first three, and Ed Gaylord and Kerr McGee and Herman Miners all chipped in to get it going. And then from then on, the state, the city, and the federal government all chipped in, along with some other individuals, to make it all happen. So it's very educational to go down there to see it on the granite and tell all about the run and who made it happen. It's something that I hope that anybody listening here would go see it, because it's part of history.
About Ray Ackerman, some words about him. How do you see him and reflect on Ray?
Ray is one of my very best friends. He's done a great deal over the years. He came here from Pennsylvania. He comes in here wearing his Pittsburgh championship jacket when they win for the sixth time like they did last year. Great sense of humor, very talented. Started to work at the Oklahoman selling ads, switched to start this Ackerman McQueen, or they went into another company that he'll tell you about. Eventually met Angus McQueen and his late father, Marvin, who together formed Ackerman McQueen. For a while there, it was Ackerman Hood McQueen, a very fine fellow from Tulsa. But it's back to Ackerman McQueen now. But Ray has been retired for some time, and he did a great job while he's here and made a great deal of friends to keep the contacts going for Angus and for me when I came aboard later. Ray is very proud of what Angus has done to build the company into what it is today, with a long list of great clients that he enjoys. But Ray is a visionary. He's proud of making his roots here. An interesting story, I kind of enjoy getting to know him because his brother-in-law was Bill Veeck. Veeck is in Wreck, the book was written, where he was a big baseball guy. He was the first guy to do a lot of things, like he put a midget up to bat to make him get walked because they couldn't pitch to him in the strike zone. But Ray is a dear friend and a great guy, and I hope he has many more years to give service to us. He's been active in many, many things. Certainly Rotary is president, but he's Mr. United Way, and he could be called Mr. Allied Arts. He could be called Admiral, as he is. And he had a great deal to do with bringing the canal and mainly the river, which we used to mow years ago. With Ray's vision and help from many people, as it takes, and he would tell you the same thing, but he gets a lot of credit for having water in that river.
And he helped lead the charge to change the name from the North Canadian to the Oklahoma River.
Fortunately, we kind of pulled Ray back not to get the whole thing called the Oklahoma River, because that was swimming upstream. He was wise enough to listen to the point that let's do the 7 miles of the river where we're now doing all the canoeing and the boating and all the things that are going on down there. He still wished it was all the Oklahoma River, but yeah, I'd rather go downtown to our event. And rather than promote Canada, I'd rather promote Oklahoma, too.